Good evening, everyone. It is 5:03, and we call the Finance Committee meeting to order. First item, I need approval of the minutes from February 10th.
Second.
So moved.
We have a motion, we have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, thank you. On the agenda, I also need a motion for the minutes of February 10th.
So moved.
We have a motion, we have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, thank you. Before we get into the actual bid package, just want to let you know that this evening, Councilman Foley is not going to be able to attend. So just want everyone to know that. So we have PCR 26-25. First item is bid number 2024-385, street improvements. And before I turn this over to Christy, just want to let everyone know that all of the items have been confirmed as far as monies in the budget. The funds are all available in each of those items. I'd also, I'm pretty happy to say that every one of the bids is on time. There's none that haven't met the, at least that I saw. I don't know if you guys saw anything I didn't see, but thank you. Thank you for that as well. So, Christy, go ahead.
Christy Moretti, Public Works. Public Works is requesting to increase the cap on the street improvements bid in the amount of $1.7 million for a total cap of $8 million. And the two vendors are Team Iozzi and JR Vinagro for paving is actually what it's for. Street paving.
Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman?
Hi, Christy. Bill Muto. Just being new, I'm trying to get a handle on what we get for $1.7 million. About how many miles or feet that does that get us for paving?
It depends on, there's a few factors that go into road paving. It depends on if it's a mill and overlay or if it's a complete reconstruction of a road. And then, you know, if it's a mill and overlay, they usually go down an inch and a half. And then they do an inch of binder and an inch of binder and an inch of top mix. So it really depends on different things like the width of the street, the length of the area, we can probably get 3 to 4 miles out of it, but there are a lot of factors that have to be considered.
I think we're in the wrong business. That's all I have.
Thank you. Any questions, Councilman?
No, that was my question too.
Christy, is this 1.7 added on to the 8 million. Is that part of the 10 million that was, I think that was put in with Mayor Solomon?
No.
Is this part of that?
No, this is an entirely different contract. I think that was probably the previous contract or maybe even the one prior to that. I think in 2019. So yeah, it was probably, this one started in 23. Yeah, it had to be a contract or two prior to this one. But this is not, it's just a cap of 8 million. So we still have spending authority left. We're just bringing it up to $8 million with the 1.7 that we're asking for.
And I know that, I know Councilman Ricks for sure, myself and perhaps others have been asking for a list of roads that are intended for paving in the next year. Do we have such a list?
The engineering is working on a list, but there again, too, there's certain things that also go into that because we do work hand in hand with Rhode Island Energy. So we have to make sure that they don't have bare steel in the roadway before we pave it, because then they'll just come around and probably 6 months after and want to rip it up. We work with the utilities to make sure that they don't have to do any upgrading of their infrastructure prior to, putting a road on a list that might need to be done. So, there's a list, but it's pretty fluid.
Will we be able to get a list soon?
I would imagine probably when it gets worked out and we get some firm answers from the gas company and sewer and water and that, yes, we could probably, I hate to speak for the director, but I'm assuming we can send out a list that is pretty solid as to what roads we're doing. But there's things that can be. That can change too. So.
Oh, I understand. And, certainly I understand that there will be changes in this list, but at least we'd have some sort of an idea as to what's going to be happening in each respective wards. Director?
Yeah, Eric Earls, Public Works Director. We know the Rhode Island Energy roads that we're going to be restoring, because those are roads that they cut into and did their utility work in years past. Like Christy was saying, some are, there are a lot of variables. Like Kilvert Street is one where we've been wanting to pave that for a while. But between the utility work and the development nearby, there are other conflicts. Like they have to put a sidewalk in, so obviously we can't pave the road until they do their sidewalk associated with the development. And so there are a lot of variables like that. But
sure.
Christy was right in the sense that, use, the volume of traffic, that's kind of what we weigh. We weigh our determination about what gets paved. But that being said, it's really dynamic, and we take your input as well. If you guys have heard from your constituents, that's certainly, we acknowledge that as well. But there is a pretty solid formula that we use to come up with them. But like I said, the easy ones that we know right now are the roads that National Grid cut into last year and the year before. And we can have that list to you, anytime.
So if you were to take my list, the other guys wouldn't get any paving done.
Yes or no?
Well, we could. Eric, so, and I understand, and I'm sure we all understand that list is going to be a moving target, but it has been something for years that we've been requesting to get at least some sort of a tentative list. And I think it's fair to say, and I'm sure my colleagues will agree, that before we talk about the road being paved, that it would be our responsibility to follow up with you guys to see, okay, so how's this coming? Is it on schedule? Is it getting pushed back? Put the ball in our court.
Yeah, one of the things we can tell you really easily is if you call us up and ask us about a certain road, the first thing we do is we look at what Rhode Island Energy's infrastructure is, because we have a map. It's dated, but we have a map that shows where their infrastructure is and what the material is. And right now, National Grid is repairing gas mains that are made of bare steel. So if we look at our existing map and it's a bare steel main, we're confident that Rhode Island Energy is going to be in there in the next couple of years to pay to replace that infrastructure. And so those roads, we would certainly say, hey, bare steel main, we're going to hold off on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll call up Rhode Island Energy and we'll say, hey, maybe can you expedite this? Can you put this, design this faster? And that's the kind of conversations that we have.
You gave me an idea. How about if we, again, bring it back to our court, and each of us individually forward a list to your department of roads that we think or feel need to be resurfaced or redone, and then you can maybe give us a heads up from that list.
How's yeah, that? I don't have a problem with that. Again, okay. Like I said, we have our criteria,
mm-hmm.
but constituent input, council input, that's sure. part of it as well.
Right. Councilman?
Yeah, just a quick question. Thank you. I heard earlier that you try to coordinate with the utilities. I have one challenge in my ward where we just repaved Oakland Beach Ave, and within the next year or so, we're going to dig it up for new sewers and things of that nature. So I'm wondering, you know, because now I feel bad because I'm in here, new council person. I just gave up a road being paved that we're going to dig up in the next year and a half that we're supposed to get, you know, somewhere between 10 and 15 years of use out of it. So I'm a little challenged when I have a lot of other roads that could have been.
It's never perfect. And, you know, there are a lot of instances where there are emergencies, you know, you can't stop someone from cutting into a road if there's an emergency. That project, I don't know how invasive it is because I think they're going to try and line that pipe. So they'll only need a couple pits. It's not like they're going to trench down the road. So it might not be as invasive, but it certainly happens. You know, we pave new roads and then someone calls us up and say, hey, I just took out my oil heating system. I need gas. And, you know, you're obligated because it's an emergency, mm-hmm. health and safety. So those things happen.
I agree with the councilman from Ward 5 that if we have a little more coordination, that's one thing that, you know, again, I wasn't in office back then, but I would have probably put the brakes on that one, knowing from the sewer department they were planning some of that new work down there. Just because a lot of roads, at least in my district, are in tough shape. And I hear it almost every week. Ask Joanne. Sure. I give her a list. But thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Eric, how much paving did we do last year? Or let's say this current year, how much paving have we gotten done, dollar and cents wise?
This past season, mm-hmm. 4.3-ish. And you'd ask Christy a question about the distance that we get. It's tricky, like she said. You know, because you pave a road like Jefferson Boulevard, obviously you're not getting as far as if you pave a road that's only, you know, 26 feet wide. And also the technique, like she indicated, if you're milling an inch and a half, putting back an inch and a half, that's going to get you further than, you know, if you're doing, you know, 2 inches, or if you're reclaiming it, or, you know, you're peeling off and putting a whole new structure in. So those are the variables. It's a tricky question. It's just hard to answer, but like Christy said, you're typically around 4 to 5 miles per $1 million ish. Again, a lot of variables.
What was the budget for paving for this year? You said you dropped about 4.7 million.
So our budget consisted of three funding sources. We had the ARPA funds, we had reimbursement that we were getting from RIDOT, and then we have the reimbursements that we get from Rhode Island Energy. Right now, as far as ARPA, I'm not sure what's left there, if anything that we can use, but we do have another round of reimbursement coming from RIDOT, and we also have reimbursement money from Rhode Island Energy left. So that's what we use as our budget. Mm-hmm. The money from the reimbursement from the both reimbursement funds that come in go into a special account. So we have an expense account, we have a revenue account. So they work off each other. It's not listed in the highway budget as a 63. It's the budget codes that you see in your bid package, but that's where our funds come up. So when we have funding like this, when we have a few million dollars to spend, we make plans to spend it and upgrade the roads.
I'm glad you said the budget code thing because you remind me. So what is this code 401-0401?
That's the budget code that we put the Rhode Island Energy reimbursements into. And it rolls forward from year to year. So right now, I pulled, right now there is about 3.2 million in that code. And then we've received just about $1 million in reimbursement from RIDOT.
I guess my real question is, where do we find that? I don't see it in the general fund, and see it in the Munis report either.
It's I'm not really sure what the code 401 is, where that falls, but it is, you can I can pull it up in Munis, so I'm sure you can probably pull it up in Munis as well. But it's not like an operating budget in Public Works where you would find that in our. It's there. It's just not in
obvious
in the it's yeah in the obvious. In the Public Works. You know, we have a 10 different divisions. It doesn't come up anywhere in there, but it does show up in the budget. It's just it starts with a 401. I'm not really sure how to better explain
It doesn't, but I guess we'll have to figure it out later as to where we can see that item. Okay. Any questions from members of the council? Go ahead.
Just one quick question. When you get your reimbursements from RIDOT or from
Rhode Island Energy?
Rhode Island Energy. Yeah, just trying to think of what they're called now. How quickly does that? So let's say we pave over a road, we expend the money that you have in your budget. And then how quickly do they turn around and reimburse? Is it like forward looking? So you're putting into next year's budget or is it pretty quick?
So the money that we get as we get it and we spend it. So it's like a rolling account. It rolls from fiscal year to fiscal year. The money that we get from RIDOT is a wire transfer. So once we go through our process of processing the invoice from the vendor and right up through them cashing the check. Once they cash the check, I request a copy of the cash check. I put together the package. I send it off to RIDOT, and they send us reimbursement, and then the wire transfer comes through. I don't have access to that. They tell me when it comes through. And then as far as Rhode Island Energy, I generate bills for each roadway with the limits that they're responsible for. And then we get checks probably within a month or so. They just had a transition. So it might take a little bit longer now because they just had a transition from like the mothership, so to speak. Like they're kind of on their own now as far as the gas side. So I'm not really sure how long it'll take or if it'll actually be quicker for us. But
so it's fairly quick. Otherwise, in terms of city, it's fairly quick.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, you know, we're not waiting 6 months for a reimbursement.
Okay.
There are occasions where things, you know, I have to follow up and say, hey, will you paid us for these 10 roads, but we had 12 and these two are missing. And then they say, oh, okay. Yep. When they resubmit, we get the check. It's not terrible.
Okay. Thank you, Director. That's all.
Thank you, Councilman. Any questions? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. Does this include any, okay, I'm going to borrow this mic. All right. So this bid doesn't include any programs to extend the lifetime of the asphalt, such as micro-sealing, crack sealing, things of that nature?
Not currently. The crack sealing is a separate bid that we have exhausted the funds for this fiscal year. That is in our operating budget. So next fiscal year, that will be its own separate bid, and I think it's about $75,000 that we have in that budget. So, and then we'll move forward with that. So there is a component, it's just not part of this.
Well, that's good. Thank you for letting me know. Let's see. Earlier, there was a reference to a formula being used to determine which roads get paved, along with some other factors. How exactly does that formula work, or what are some of the factors in that formula?
When I said formula, it's very loose. There's not, you know, these are the criteria that we look at, right? It's obviously the condition of the road. It's whether or not there are utilities going in. It's condition, utilities, volume of traffic. And I forget what the fourth one was. And budget is obviously a big part of it, right? Because budget wasn't. But that's kind of how we do it. And it's not, you know, it's not like X plus Y equals Z and you punch them all in and everything gets a number and then it's done. There's a lot of subjectivity involved in it. And that's why we do listen to your input when you suggest a road, because you know, if we think this one or that one, and you say that one, okay, well, that's enough to push it over the top. You know, we're not putting blinders on and saying, okay, these are it and that's it. It's a very dynamic list of roads because of the constant changes and variables. But yeah, so that's, I said formula, but it's very loose.
I understand. Yeah, that's my understanding of how it generally worked as well, that there were some different factors that were looked at, but nothing in terms of say scoring with points and adding up to see which has the highest number of points, so to speak. And I really do appreciate too that our feedback is taken into consideration here. There have been some years in the past where I've basically been told the opposite. So it's refreshing to hear that and hear it for all of my colleagues here as well. Does the report by the beta group play any factor in identifying which roads may get repaved based on their previous assessments?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that report now is a little bit dated, but it's one of the things you use as a first step. You know, someone calls up and says, hey, you know, Sandy Lane between this and this, we can check the report that beta issued and say, okay, that section of road is graded at a 65. So maybe it does. And then we'll go out and we'll do a visual inspection, obviously. But it's a nice baseline. But again, there are a lot of other variables that play into it.
Oh, certainly. I understand that things have happened over the last few years. Some roads, the condition gets worse faster than other roads, and the beta group report doesn't necessarily take into account the volume of traffic on each road. So I'm certainly not saying that it's some sort of Bible, but I agree, definitely a good place to start. How RIDOT does things at the state level is they have a 10-year plan, more or less, where they can identify roads, well, up to 10 years out, when they think that it's time for it to be repaved, have it all on a schedule. So along those lines, would there be any plan to come up with perhaps some, I'm not necessarily saying a 10-year plan, but some sort of more long-term plan that's not so much just year by year for paving?
You know, we probably should be doing some work on every road about every 15 years. That's about the average lifespan of a road that you mill and overlay. And that's our primary technique, and that typically works fine. But you get 15 years out of that. You can prolong that. You reference crack sealing. That's one way you prolong it. That adds 3 to 5 years to that life cycle. But again, because there are so many variables, it's tough to, I mean, we can put together, if you're looking for 10 years, in 10 years, we're going to pave 90% of the roads in the city, you know, theoretically, or at least, you know, 90% of the miles of roads in the city. So that list would be, it wouldn't be accurate, especially as you start to get to significant out years. You know, what I tell you we're going to pave in 10 years, the likelihood of that being 10 and not 9 or 11, you know, or, I mean, it'd be more realistic to try and come up with something 3, but even then, we don't know what National Grid's doing until the year before. You know, we know now where National Grid's going to be placing gas mains in the spring, but we didn't know that 2 years ago. And so that's obviously a huge part of whether or not we're doing those roads. So that's why it gets tricky.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I understand that the needs are fluid and also the opportunities are fluid as well. Obviously, we don't want to be overlooking any opportunities for getting that 50% reimbursement or otherwise holding things up or the like when a utility is going to need to come in there. I know that generally speaking, we have a 5-year moratorium on resurfacing a road or the like after a utility has, or rather after it's been resurfaced or the like, 5-year moratorium for the utilities to come on in. But part of all of that being, well, have to give the utilities proper notice ahead of time. But yeah, I think it might be helpful if we have more of that general guidelines at least posted, make it public so that people have a rough expectation of when roads would tend to get repaved. I know that you had mentioned that the ideal here is for more or less 90%, or kind of looking at the, I suppose, 10 years out of 15 years, maybe even say 2/3 of the miles of roads to be repaved in the next, or resurfaced in the next 10 years. Do you know approximately, I don't expect an exact percentage, but approximately what percent of miles of roadway have been repaved in Warwick in the last 10 years or so?
Geez. I would be guessing, but we have been pretty aggressive these last couple of years, so my guess would be probably in the 40% range, 40-50%.
Yeah.
But again, that's a complete guess.
Yeah. If that's the case, then I want to say there's approximately 390 miles of paved roads in Warwick. So yeah, we'd be talking gosh, here I am doing some mental math here, but yeah, somewhere in that range of 150 to 200 miles resurfacing over the last 10 years. I'm not so sure if we've hit a benchmark quite like that. I do know that over the last 10 years, we've done a lot more repaving than, say, the 10 years before that. Absolutely. Probably 3 or 4 times more paving in the last 10 years compared to the 10 years before that. But I guess what I'm getting at here is that Warwick, with 390 miles of roadways, if we're looking at perhaps about $1.7 million for resurfacing, repaving, that sort of thing, it would be helpful for us to have a benchmark of, okay, how much should we be spending on paving in a typical year over the next 10 years to really hit that that benchmark, whatever it may be, for X percentage of roads resurfaced, or X percentage of miles of roads resurfaced more accurately.
Excuse me, Councilman. I think we're getting a bit off topic here with regard to the $1.7 million. I would like to suggest that you contact the director offline, if you will, and follow up with that. I have a couple other
Certainly.
Things that, you know, I'm going to do the same with him as well, not to belabor this. Is that okay?
Certainly. No Thank further you. Questions or comments at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from members of the public? Any questions or comments from members of the public? Do we have any questions or comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion. Just do it all at once. Yeah. Okay. 2025-358A, gasoline, low sulfur, and diesel. Christy, I understand that you have a change we're going to make with this.
Oh, yeah. Just, I think the, I'm not sure if the resolution is correct.
It is. I've got it. So there was a typo in one part of our bid package. In the presentation from the department, it has the correct account number listed as 65220. But in this document that's just part of the bid, it was a typo. It says 63234. Christy had reached out to us with the clarification on that last Friday, and I prefer to just assign it a PCR and just keep this nice and clean. So this will become PCR 27-25. And Christy, you've got the floor.
Public Works is requesting to award the bid for gasoline and diesel. in the amount of $985,870. For our portion, Mirabito Energy Products, we will purchase winter diesel and regular diesel from them, and then the Pinnacle Petroleum we will get our unleaded fuel from. These vendors offered the lowest increment in the bids that they submitted, and that's who we are recommending award to.
Christy, also for the benefit of the folks that are not familiar with this bid, it shows like 8 cents, 11 cents, 14 cents. Could you just explain to everyone what that number means and how is that applied to what we pay for the fuel?
So that number is an increment that we pay over the daily posted price. I get an email every day, 1 o'clock in the morning, that I share with the rest of the departments that receive fuel. And so it's an increment that's added to the price per gallon that we pay. So for example, we received a fuel delivery on February 19th. And the posted price for diesel was for the Port of Providence for us. Well, that's actually a bad example because the bill was incorrect. The posted price for unleaded gas for us in Providence was 2.0410. So what we do is we add that increment to that posted price for the day we receive the fuel. And that's what we pay per gallon, excluding the taxes that we're required to pay.
Anyone have any questions on how that formula works? Councilman Napa.
Is that the increase in the price? Is that account for the fact that they're not getting paid out on that for several months in advance, or because we're getting a massive delivery and it's stretching over time?
So all the increments are different for each department. Ours are usually the lowest because we buy the most volume. We get a delivery every single week of diesel and unleaded fuel. We have a 12,000 gallon diesel tank, and we have a 6,000 gallon unleaded tank. So we serve pretty much most every city department except for police and fire. They have their own, sewer has their own. And I think some of the vehicles that, you know, like building our assessors might use also fill up at the police station. So we pretty much serve everybody else. So that's why we get a better price, but it's the price can be so fluid sometimes. I mean, as we've all seen, you know, just personally, it's less now than it was a year ago today. But that's how we do it. We're like, there's another department that will do like futures and stuff. I don't even know anything about that. But this is kind of a standard for a lot of municipalities that have the ability to purchase their own fuel.
Christy, I've run some numbers, and I've backed up into 2022 and 2021. Can you hear that, Phil? You've been the department has been pretty consistent with this. So you have various tanks, right? Fuel tanks. What do you have? He did that on purpose. What do you have in the tanks now? Fuel and diesel.
As of 1:39 this afternoon, we had 9,036 gallons of diesel and 3,452 gallons of unleaded.
I'm sorry, what was the unleaded? The unleaded?
3,452.
I'm just going to make a blanket comment to all the departments that are coming here for fuel this evening. I've run numbers on all of them, and the numbers are all online. But what I'm going to request from all departments is that in an effort to cut down the consumption of fuel that we use. Right now, just these three items right here, we're looking at $1.75 million in fuel between gas and diesel. I'm going to ask the three departments that are here this evening to review with your staff about unnecessary use of company vehicles. And when I mean unnecessary, I'm referring to non-emergency use of the vehicles. I'm talking about not when you're plowing, when you're picking up sanitation, recycling, etc. So please have that conversation. I know that some of these vehicles, particularly the larger fire trucks as an example, you're probably getting 3 or 4 miles to a gallon on some of these trucks. And the use of, or I should say the consumption of fuel on these items is significant. And at the end of the year, it adds up to a lot of money. So I just ask the department heads to take a look at that. Any questions from members of the council on this item? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of councilmen? Did you have a question?
Director, I just had one question. It seems in the Munis report that we're pretty low on diesel consumption. Have we shifted away from some of the diesel vehicles, or is that typical that we're at about 50% usage of the budget at this point in the year?
Well, our consumption, a lot of times, I mean, we have our regular daily things that we do. I know we have about 300,000 gallons, $300,000 in our budget code right now. But, you know, we haven't really had much snow this year. So that is obviously a contributing factor. You know, and there's some other things that could also be contributing to it. But, you know, if we always strive to come in under budget. So I couldn't really speak to why we have, you know, about half left. But.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from members of the public? Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Next on the agenda, 2025-358B. Oh, I'm sorry. So on this item right here, I need a motion.
Motion move favorable.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next item, 2025-358B, again, gasoline, sulfur, et cetera. Good evening, Major.
Good evening, Major Andy Sullivan for the Police Department. The Police Department went out to bid for gasoline and received 7 bids. The Police Department is recommending the bid be awarded to Roberts Energy as they were the lowest overall qualified bidder. The bid would be for 1 year beginning April 10th of 2025 and ending April 9th of 2026. The police department is seeking $405,000 in spending authority. If approved, funding would be drawn from police operating budget code 30-220 gasoline.
Major, again, I backed up on your numbers, your usage, et cetera, and you've been fairly well consistent for the last several years. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions, comments from members of the public? Do we have any questions or comments from members of the public? Any questions from the members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Motion move favorable action. Second. No, I don't need a motion. Not a PCR.
Got it. Sorry about that. We'll get it. Next item number 4, 2025-358C. Same thing, gasoline, sulfur, et cetera.
Good evening, Assistant Chief Umbenhauer from the Fire Department. Like the two departments before, the Fire Department reviewed the gasoline low sulfur diesel bid. Fire Department has recommended Roberts Energy as the lowest qualified bidder. Our bid also expires on 4/9/25. The new bid would be 4/10/25 through 4/9/26 in an amount not to exceed $250,000.
Do you have any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions or comments from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Item number five. That's found on page 21. It's 2025-388, ballistic vests for police officers. Major?
Good evening, Major Andy Sullivan for the Police Department. The Police Department is requesting $65,000 in spending authority for the ballistic vest bid that is scheduled to expire on March 31st, 2024. We anticipate a minimum of 42 total current and new officers requiring new vests this bid cycle. If approved, funding for this purchase would continue to be made from the police operating budget, budget code 30-260.
Any questions from members of the committee? Major, the price of these vests this year, 908 and 1223, how does that compare to the prices from last year?
They actually went down. That top three vendor average went down for both categories.
Okay. You also say that you're going to have 17 candidates based upon this bid that you're asking for. It's predicated on 17 candidates and an estimated 25 current officers. How many of those candidates do you expect to graduate?
Well, I can tell you we're down to 16 as of today, and it started today, so we already lost one candidate. We would hope that
we deduct $1,000 off of this thing.
Yeah,
I'm a kid.
We would hope that the remainder that we finish today, day one, with continue till graduation. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Any questions or comments from members of the public? Thank you.
Thank you.
Major item number six, I believe that's yours as well. Oh, that's right. Okay. So now we come to this stage here where we have several items, I think it's six or five, that are under the 50,000. Do we have any items that anyone on the committee would like to have pulled out?
Comment right now.
Yeah. Just tell me which items you'd like to have pulled out.
Just one, 2025-381, just to have a moment to speak on that.
2025-381, that is from Councilman Napa. Is there any other items? Councilman Muto? Anyone else on the city council? Mr. President, any items? No. Any items from members of the public that you would like to have pulled out for comment? Any items from members of the public? Okay, Councilman Napper, the only item that's been pulled out is item number seven, 2025-381, a solar speed sign for Ward 3, found on page 27. Councilman Napper.
Thank you, Chairman. Just to speak on that for a moment, I was contacted pretty early on in my tenure here by several constituents in the area around Buckland Avenue. That's the cut through off of Post Road that comes out through by Krusty's Pizza and back out to Warwick Ave. The proposed location for this speed sign in particular would be on Buckland to catch the travelers coming towards Post Road. There's been a pretty heavy influx of constituents complaining that people are trying to beat the light, so they speed from the rotary area on that Sand Pond drive out to Buckland to try to beat the light. So we're, with those roads being narrow and that being a heavy traffic area, we're hoping that the speed sign will decrease some of that speed of travel to make that a little bit safer given the condition of that area. That's all.
Anyone else have any questions on 2025-381? Any comments or questions from members of the public? Any comments or questions from members of the public? Thank you. Item number 8, 2025-273. No, I'm sorry. We're all done. We're all done. They give me this list and I just keep following it. Okay. And I think that does it, right? Yeah. So, sorry, what do you think? Right. So now we'll vote on the entire PCR 26-25. I need a motion.
Motion to move favorable action.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor? Aye. Thank you. It is now 5:49, and we are adjourned.
5:51, and Intergovernmental Committee is now in session. First matter of business, I'd like to request a motion for the acceptance of the minutes from the February 10th, 2024 meeting. I have a motion. No, sorry, 2025. Strike that. February 10th, 2025. Do I have a motion for favorable action? Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And moving on to next order of business, Land Trust Commission appointments. We have two appointees being presented this evening. The first being... we'll do Ajay Pandey. Forgive me if I said that incorrectly. Mr. Pandey, if you could come forward and
or is it just bare mold matter? Do you need a move favorable action?
Okay. All right, Mr. Pandey, if you'd have any comment you'd like to address to the council, we'd be happy to hear you.
I think civic engagement is important. I find Ms. Austin inspiring, and therefore I would appreciate you considering me for an appointment on the land trust.
Of course. Thank you. And we appreciate you stepping up. You know, this is a gratuitous position, so any help is appreciated. I know Ms. Austin appreciates it very much. So what she submitted for you looks great, and we're happy to have you aboard.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ms. Austin, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yes. I just would like to very much support AJ's nomination to the committee. He's understated his his ability to kind of stir up the community in a really positive way and generate engagement. So on that front, he's a very welcome welcome addition to the group. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Any questions or comments from the members of the council or from the committee? Mr. President?
No, he'll be a great addition. He's a constituent and has been nothing but helpful in the matters he's spoken on before the council. And I expect the same with him on the land trust.
Thank you
very much. I appreciate that, Councilman.
Any other questions, comments from members of the committee? Mr. Mito.
Again, I just want to echo what the other council people have said, and definitely looking forward for you and bringing your expertise to the land trust.
Thank you very much.
Some of us on the council, we have some, we really want to, and we're looking forward to engagement with our land trust in moving forward. So. We really appreciate your time and effort. Great. And thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for consideration. I appreciate it.
There are no other questions from members of the committee. Any questions or comments from members of the council? Any questions, comments from members of the council? Any questions or comments from the members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions or comments from members of the public? Hearing none, may I request a motion? Your motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Vote is 4-0. Motion passes. Yep. And for this, I shall recuse.
So next we have Arlene Napa for the Land Trust Commission.
Good evening, I'm Arlene Napa from Ward 6. I want to thank Mary McNulty, who is also on the Woke Land Trust, for telling me about this group, and Zawston for welcoming me, and for Councilman Muto for putting forth my name. I really am looking forward to serving on this committee.
Are any questions or comments from members of the committee? Councilman Muto.
Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Napa, for stepping up. Just wanted to share with the group that I've known Mrs. Napa for 40 something years. We've known each other for a very long time, and the family, and definitely, you know, very highly recommended, and very happy that you're joining us. And again, looking for a very active land trust and making our city better and brighter for the future. Definitely appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Any questions or comments from members of the council? Any questions or comments from members of the public?
I just would like to also say how pleased I am that Arlene Napa is being brought forward. I think her long, deep knowledge of this community as an educator and involvement will serve our group very well. So again, thank you very much. And I appreciate, as a new council person, how quickly you brought someone forward to fill these ward seats, because those, in fact, are critical. They're longer tenure. People who sit in the ward seats are eligible to serve as officers on the land trust. So in terms of continuity and leadership, the ward seats are extremely important. So thank you. And I know others are coming forward, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you for all your work in the land trust. We appreciate it. And please let us know how we can help. I don't want to speak for the rest of the council, but I get the sense that we're here to help you and to serve you. So Right. We look forward to it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. We're tying up here.
Yeah, well, but any other questions or comments from members of the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Motion for favorable action.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, Napa, get back here.
If we're all absent next week, you know why. It's Council President's fault. Moving on to the next order of business, PCR 98-24, a resolution relative to the omnibus withdrawal of docketed items, undrafted, no longer relevant, necessary, or ready for action by the current sponsors. This proposal set forth by Council President Sinapi.
So this is just stuff that needs to get withdrawn. It can always be brought back if desired. We do this usually a couple times a year just to clear things out.
Is there anything specific? Okay.
Motion. Oh, same thing.
Okay. Can I have a motion to move favorable action on PCR? Oh, I'm sorry. Any comments from members of the committee? Any comments from or questions from members of the council? Questions or comments from members of the public? Going once. Questions or comments from members of the public? Twice and done. Do I have a motion to move favorable action?
Move favorable action.
Second.
Okay, so having a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, next item up is PCR-25-25, a resolution requesting the Rhode Island General Assembly to amend chapters 50 and 53 of the Local Acts and Resolves of 2022 regarding the issuance and indebtedness for two high schools and school facilities to expand the permitted use of bond premium, set forth by Council President Sinapi. Okay, any questions or comments from members of the committee? Don't have to do a for hold. Okay, this is going to be held until council meeting on March 10th. Do you need a motion for that? Ready? Need a motion, yeah.
Yes, we would like the committee's recommendation. So this item is not drafted, and that's why it's not available at this time. So the next meeting that we have is on March 10th, 1-0.
Okay. We have a motion from Council President Sinapi to hold this to the March 10th meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
4-0, motion passes to hold till the next meeting on March 10th.
Any objection?
Okay. And we do have to, just a point of housekeeping, any objections to amend the minutes February 10th, 2024 to February 10th, 2025, as there has been a typo in the agenda. Any objections? None from the committee. Any objections from the council? Any objections from the public? No. Can I have a motion to amend? Don't die. Don't die. We got a long way to go.
It's a good day.
Do I have a motion to amend?
Motion to amend.
Hearing a motion, do I have a second from Council President Sinapi? Yes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, 4-0, motion passes. And the time is now 6:02, Intergovernmental Committee. Stop. What did we miss? Okay, time is now 6:03. Intergovernmental is now adjourned. Thank you.
That concludes committees for this evening. We will be with you with the full council at 7 p.m.